Stocks buckled in the face of sharply rising bond yields as markets struggled to digest the deficit implications of the proposed federal budget package and broadly soft global demand for government debt. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% on Wednesday, its first 1% daily drop in a month, with most of that decline coming after a midday auction of 20-year Treasury bonds met tepid demand, sending yields higher across the board, with the 30-year hitting an 18-month high of 5.09%. The House budget bill is still being debated to try to appease both fiscal hawks and some members who want higher tax deductions for state and local taxes, but the broad shape of the bill is seen adding to an already wide federal deficit. Meantime, Apple shares fell 2.3% on the day, in part on news that OpenAI had hired Apple's former design chief to help produce AI-enabled devices, giving investors yet another reason to fret about Apple's place in the evolving tech landscape. Stocks entered the week looking a bit overheated and in need of a rest, the S&P having surged 23% in the 6 weeks since the tariff panic low. For now, this so far qualifies as a routine-looking pullback after a strong run, but it's likely that bond investors will determine if it stays that way. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.